And welcome in, everyone, to the very first episode of Guys Drinking Beer. And to borrow a phrase from one of my good friends, this could either be the coolest thing we've ever done, or it could be the stupidest thing we've ever done.
I'm going for somewhere in between.
Somewhere in between would be great, and time will tell, right? I am Nate Dogg, your host. Sitting in the hot seat tonight is Captain Kushal.
That's right, everyone. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And what we're going to do tonight, and hopefully many nights to come, is just kind of pick a topic, drink some beer, and talk about shit. I mean, that's basically the way I feel about it. But we're going to have to go over some rules here. This is the very first episode of Guys Drinking Beer, so we're going to have some rules. Rule number one, when you enter Six Pack Studios, you have to have at least consumed at least a six-pack of beer. I think Captain Kushal and I are well on our way. I think we're past that.
Yeah, I'm about ready to hit the Captain Morgan, I think.
I haven't been keeping track, but...
He's a good brother of mine, so I like to hang out with him every now and then.
By the way, tonight's show... brought to you by Bud Light. Actually, it's not officially, so don't write that down, but we're going to say it's brought to you by Bud Light. So rule number one is a six-pack of beer must be consumed before you can participate. Rule number two, a man in the second chair is in the hot seat. They will pick the song for musical intermission, which I know you have something picked out, Captain, but don't tell us about that yet. We'll save that for later. Rule number three is you have to have a code name when you're in Six Pack Studios. No real names in here. And no matter how many times you come back, you have to go by that code name.
Well, I think I better come up with a new name then. Yeah, everyone knows me by Captain Kushal.
I like that name, though.
Well, everyone from my hometown, anyway.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, okay. Well, then you may need to come up with something else. As long as you don't do anything illegal in here, I think we'll be fine.
All right.
Rule number three, any farting or burping has to be done out loud for grading purposes. That's rule number three. Rule number four is that if you get too serious on whatever topic we're talking about, if you get too serious, you have to chug a beer. And that will be decided by whoever else is in the room at the time.
This could get interesting by the end of the night. It's good thing there's only two people in here.
Two people this week.
Yeah. Anymore.
We'll see what happens.
I know some things get a little crazy once a few more people get involved.
Mm-hmm,
so.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. There was going to be another rule, and I forgot what it was.
Yeah, you said there was going to be a few of them.
Yeah, there was going
to
be another rule.
The burping and farting stage.
Yeah, that's going to be done out loud, and we'll just go from there. Okay, so we can't actually think of the last rule, which is fine.
So we'll make one up later.
We'll make up a rule later. I like that idea. Okay, so what we're going to do is just talk about some current issues and just have a little fun with it. If at any point in time, like I said, anyone gets too serious and you have to chug a beer. So no getting worked up, and we'll just go from here. Here's what we got to do. If one person needs a beer, the other person has to fill time while that person runs to the kitchen to get a beer.
I was going to say, I just finished one.
I just saw that.
One left. So.
That's what made me think of it. I still have two full beers over here, Captain. So
we should maybe get a cooler and just bring it in this
You know
room.
What? That's a damn good idea. And this whole thing is a learning curve. So anything like that that comes along, we'll just add it in.
All right. Sounds good
this
to me.
This is the premiere episode. So, okay. So here we go. So let's talk about some things that have been hot lately. Let's start out with the Olympics. Of course, it is the, 21st Olympiad, which means 84, I guess. 84 Winter Olympics, the 84th Winter Olympics, Vancouver, Canada, obviously. And if you haven't been watching it, you know, they wrap up this weekend. And I think I got to be honest, I'm going to be a little lost when they wrap up because I have watched just about every second from opening ceremonies until tonight.
Well, I'll have to admit, I only watched the women's portions of the sports. I don't know what it is.
Women in spandex? Yeah, maybe spandex, that's what it is.
And spandex and I don't know.
It's okay, just... so let me ask you then. So if you've watched the women's events and that's all you've watched, what's your favorite event to watch women do then?
Probably the best outfit is skiing, but I have to admit, I'm addicted to curling.
Addicted?
Yeah.
Why?
It just seems like an absurd sport to have for an Olympic event.
It really is.
I know I couldn't do it, but...
Yes, you could.
Yeah, I can push a rock down a sheet of ice.
Yeah, I really got to think that where we grew up, and I have known the captain quite a long time, where we grew up in icy conditions, I got to think a cooler of beer and three or four people, we could pull off some curling.
We may have done it, but it was with the cooler. We were sliding down the
That's
ice.
That's right.
Back and forth
That's
to
true.
Each other trying to drink.
That's true. I like curling as well. I like the simplicity of it, but it makes me wonder, like, what is next? Are we going to have, like, a lawn mowing, lap running? Well, you know what I'm saying?
Don't they have in the Summer Olympics, don't they have trampoline?
They do have trampoline and fast walking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fast
walking. I don't think there's really anything that they're going to hold back from.
Well, I don't know if you read this or not. I did read this, and I don't know if you know this or not, but I read where the American curling team, and it's probably every curling team, the American curling team said that when they train, what they do to get ready for the Olympics is they get together and drink beer and watch curling tapes.
Hey, you have to learn somehow.
And that's what I'm saying. How many times have you and I gotten together and drank beer and watched old high school basketball tapes?
So that means we should be pros at basketball by now.
Well, that's true. I guess that doesn't quite equal out.
Well, in curling, there's a little less physical activity.
There's a lot less physical activity in curling.
And if I had those shoes, I could do exactly what they have.
So I was watching, I don't know if you saw, did you see the video when the guy got killed in the luge?
Yes, I did. I actually saw it, the whole video, before they edited it.
It was a little disturbing, wasn't it?
It was rather disturbing. It was pretty bad. It was topic of everyone that I ran into that whole day.
Yeah. What possesses you to get on a sled and move that fast down the ice and have little control?
Me? Nothing. But I know there are adrenaline junkies out there.
Yeah, I was going to say drugs.
Well, that could be too, but I think they might screen for that in the Olympics.
Well, maybe. Maybe. Okay, so this conversation came up last weekend with a group I was with. What are the two Winter Olympic sports that you, if you could, would want to participate in just for a day? You'd want to learn how to do it just for a day.
Oh, man. Probably have to be something more of the skiing line. I'm not good at it. I can go fast as long as I don't have to turn. Downhill is my thing. I got
just
the weight.
A straight shot.
I got the weight behind me and just get out of my way when it's over because I need a lot of room to stop, too.
Right. I picked, of course, I would want to do curling, but I don't really count that because I mean, man, we play cornhole and horseshoes. I don't know why we couldn't curl.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I picked, what the hell? Oh, I picked the ski jump. I just think it would be awesome to go down the hill in these huge skis and lay out flat and just fly.
Yeah, but
that's like flying.
My problem would be I would land and my skis would land in the snow.
Yeah.
And I would just go face first and not move.
You go over your skis?
Yeah. No, the skis would go right down into the snow and I would hit the snow face first.
You would probably die.
Well, that would be my final, whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't think there's an Olympic helmet that would help you with that at all. The other one I picked was skeleton. Where you go head first.
Yeah.
I'm thinking if I'm going 80 mile an hour down the track, why go feet first?
That is true. I would like to do luge. I would do it, but, well, I would rather go feet first. That way you don't see what's coming.
Really?
If you're head first, you know you're going to hit that pole.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
If you're feet first, it's kind of a surprise.
Well, I guess so. I guess I'm thinking if I'm going to die, let's just get it over with.
I wonder how many of those guys have their eyes open.
That's true. That's true. I did see the other day, and they said, you steer with your feet. And I'm like, steer with your feet? You know what's steering you when you're going 80 mile an hour down the ice? Gravity.
Yeah, nothing.
That's right. Gravity is steering you. You have no control.
The height of the ice walls, that's about it.
That's right, yeah. And they said there have been more wrecks, speaking of the downhill skiing, more wrecks this year than there ever has been because the weather has been so bad in Vancouver. Well, hey, what was that?
Oh, that was a little one.
I think you just broke a rule.
That was a little one. It didn't even make noise.
Listen, so what?
What am I supposed to do if your belch doesn't even make noise?
If it does this, you know, do it in the microphone.
All right. I broke a rule.
You broke a rule already. Yeah. You know what? First episode.
I know.
We're learning here. So, yeah, the Olympics are ready to wrap up tonight. And the way it looks right now, USA whipping some ass. Way ahead on the medal count. I think Germany's in second place right now. Norway might be in third. I have the Olympic app on the iPhone.
Oh, yeah, you're one of those guys. See?
Yeah, absolutely.
I watch a little bit. I doze off. I watch a little more. Like I said, I just usually watch the women's things, and I haven't actually watched a medal ceremony since it started.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? What's wrong with you?
I'm usually sleeping at that time.
Let me ask you this.
I like to watch the important part when they're doing it.
Be honest.
What's that?
You gonna be honest?
Yeah.
Did you watch any figure skating at all?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
I wouldn't be a guy sitting here. You have to watch it. Any guy, if you're flipping through the channels and figure skating's on, you're watching.
Okay. On a scale of one to hugely gay, how gay are the dude figure skaters?
I really don't know. I mean, what better what job you, to
what
have?
What do you think?
In my opinion,
yeah,
I don't really think they are.
You don't think any of them are gay?
Well, I didn't say any of them.
What about the ones that, okay, let's forget about pairs, because I know what you're saying.
Okay, yeah, pairs.
Pretty good job
pairs,
of being a
yeah.
pair. Okay.
If you're doing male
dudes
the
by
pairs,
themselves.
Okay, all right, yeah, I'll give you that.
That's gay.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'll give you that one.
So gay.
Flaming right there.
All right, let me ask you this. I was watching this the other night, Ice Dancing, which I haven't been able to figure out if this is super entertaining or the stupidest thing I've ever watched.
It's almost just like figure skating.
Yeah, but it's... I guess it's not. I don't know.
I did see one of those, and I only watched a little bit, and I shut it off after that.
Okay. To answer me this, normal, on a scale of normal or completely fucking creepy, is a brother and sister ice dancing pair.
That's creepy.
That's creepy.
That's creepy.
Come on.
Because you know, you got
you have a sister.
You have to touch these figure skaters right. in places that you shouldn't touch brothers or sisters.
So,
you can go to jail for that. And if you're old enough... Nobody else is going to talk to you once they figure that out.
That's right. What would you have done if when you were younger, your dad would have come out? Because you have a sister. You have an older sister.
Yeah. Yep.
What would you have done if your dad at some point in your youth would have made you learn ice dancing with your older sister?
I don't know what I would have done, but I can tell you it wouldn't have happened.
Would you run away?
You'd
run away from home?
I probably would have broke any ice that was around the house or, you know, wherever we did it. He wanted to try the training. I would sabotage everything and it would just never happen.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't say I blame you. I thought that was really creepy when I saw that.
Yeah, no brother and sister duo like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. One of the rules here in Six Pack Studios is that whoever's sitting in the hot seat gets to pick the song that takes us to the music break. We'll be right back after the song. Captain, you got something picked out?
Yeah, I do, actually. It's a real good song, and it was going to be my stage name, but I just couldn't steal it from this group.
Mm-hmm.
From the Beastie Boys, Brass Monkey.
Right here on Guys Drinking Beer.
Hi, this is Al Pacino, and you're listening to a couple of guys who can hold their head up in all five boroughs. Guys Drinking Beer. Oh, fuck yeah.
That's the Beastie Boys and Brass Monkey, and welcome back to Guys Drinking Beers. It's Nate Dogg, joined tonight by Captain Kushaw. Nice pick on the music, Captain, by the way.
Oh, no problem, you know. That was the last song I heard last night.
Yeah.
Had kind of a crazy night, so I always like to... start things off the next day on what I ended with the night before.
So. Sure. I want to remind you, tonight's program is sponsored unofficially by Bud Light. I have to pee, kind of, by the way.
Oh, well.
It's not good. There are no pee breaks in this.
Right. Suck it up, buddy.
No pee breaks. I got to hang on.
Either that or you're going to have to go in the can would be my only other option.
Yeah, I don't plan on doing that anytime soon.
Might get a little trouble for doing that in the office here. Yeah. With you don't want any stains on the floor.
I don't want to mess up this place. Speaking of Bud Light, Captain has brought in the case of Bud Light into the studio. That way, we don't have to run to the kitchen.
That's right. I like to make things a little more simple for me. So
I like where your head's at right now.
Yeah, I do some things.
Mm-hmm. I agree. You do some things.
Oh, that was a pretty good. I like one that. There, actually. Yeah.
On a sad note for the Olympics, Boner is dead. Which, if you're not familiar with the 80s sitcom Growing Pains with Kirk Cameron, Boner was Kirk Cameron's sidekick, his little buddy. The guy that played him is dead. He died in Vancouver. I guess he had gone up there to watch the Olympics. I don't know what the hell he was doing. He was up there somewhere. They found him in the woods yesterday, and he had shot himself. Boner is dead.
And he thought he had a good score. It just didn't work out, I guess.
Yeah, you know. I don't,
80s superstar, child
what
superstar.
What is it with that?
How many of them are drug addicts, sex addicts? I mean,
yeah,
half of them are dead now.
You know what the funny shit is about that? Is that people make fun of guys like Pauly Shore. But you know what? Pauly's alive.
Yeah, he's still kicking. He's still making money out there in public eye right now.
Gary Coleman. Everybody makes fun of Gary Coleman.
True.
Dude is living.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He didn't blow his brains out in the woods outside of Vancouver.
He was able to sneak under the radar, though.
Did you mean for that to be a joke?
Yeah, sorry. Okay. I've had a cold the last couple days. I went straight from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
When I was first down there, upper 70s, almost 80. I come back. What do? I go skiing. I go 55 to 70 degree weather, right up to 20 degrees going down a mountain. That can't be good for you.
Well, are you a glutton for punishment? Or mean?
No, I'm on vacation. I got to do all I can.
You just do what happens, right?
That's right. Everybody invites me places. I have to go.
Well, and I'll change subjects just for a second. Going back to the Olympics real quick, Shaun White, the snowboarder.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy, the U.S. snowboarder, dude. The flying tomato. the guy makes how many millions of dollars a year? He can't afford proactive. It's $19.95 a month. Take care of the zits on your face.
Hey, you know what? He doesn't care.
I don't care.
Which is the funny part and the good thing about him.
Oh, my God.
He's carrot top on a snowboard.
that's true.
Seriously.
I know.
Did you see that hit he took?
Yeah, he's horrible.
No, when he hit his head.
When he hit his face?
Yeah, right on the side of that.
The guy's tough.
God.
The guy's tough. I'll give him that.
I think he's just crazy.
But if your greasy-ass hair didn't hang in your face all day, you wouldn't have zits. You know what I'm saying? Get some proactive. It's $19.95.
Hey, that's a marketing technique, I think. He's going to work on
it. I guess
so.
He needs to work on it.
Maybe they're offering him a deal, but he had to see how bad he could get before it.
Well,
starts.
Before and after type thing. All right. Well, we're almost ready to wrap up the first episode of Guys Drinking Beer, and I want to thank everybody for listening. By the way, to Six Pack Studios, it's Nate Dogg and it's Captain Kushal. But before we go, let's talk about this one last thing because we've been on kind of a sports theme all night tonight. Okay, I don't know how much college basketball you've been watching, Captain. I know you've been traveling. You've been kind of a jet setter all around the world.
I have been doing me some traveling around the world, and it usually seems to find me the inside of bars, so I haven't been keeping up on the sports.
Well, sometimes in bars, they have TVs.
Yeah, but when you're belly up to the bar for as many hours as I am, you usually forget about the TVs. Mm-hmm. And the volume's never on, so you don't know what the hell's going on anyway.
All right, well, give me your prediction, if you can. For a Final Four,
oh Lord!
In a Final Four prediction, can you come anywhere close with your knowledge right now?
I don't even think I can.
Can you name the top two teams in the country?
Duke and Kansas.
It is not Duke and Kansas. It is Kansas and Kentucky.
I knew Kansas was one of them.
Yeah, Kentucky is number two. Duke, I think, is fifth right now.
I knew they were close. I knew they've been doing good. I've watched a couple games, but I haven't kept up on anything else.
Let's keep in mind that one of the rules of Six Pack Studios is you have to drink a six pack before you can even come in here.
That's right.
So you may have known and forgot.
Yeah, if I wouldn't have drank this damn six pack, I would have known everything. I watch SportsCenter every day.
You would have known everything.
At least I like to tell myself that.
I would have known everything if it weren't for this six pack. Yeah. Famous last words.
It sometimes makes me forget.
Sometimes.
Only on the good nights.
Yeah, that's right. When you have a reason to forget.
That's right.
All right. Well, looks like, hey, look at that. We're about to wrap this shit up.
Holy shit. That went pretty damn quick.
If you're listening to this, and I hope to God somebody is, and if not, who cares? We had a good time.
I think we'll find one person out there. At least one.
Family members might listen to it.
Well, yeah, only if you bribe them, I think.
I think I can take care of that. if you're listening, it is the first ever episode of Guys Drinking Beer. It's an 8 Dog and the Captain Kushaw. And we're hoping to do more of these. And Captain, you'll be back, I'm sure.
Oh, I'll definitely be back.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
Of course, I'm not the main guy here, you know. So
you're
it's going to be Nate Dogg.
You're
Nate
in the hot
Dogg's,
seat.
This is Nate Dogg's channel,
yeah,
though.
Yeah. And I thank you for picking the musical break.
Oh yeah, I do what I do.
That's how you roll.
Sometimes when I don't know what to say, I just make it up. Or they come with things that I've heard.
We're going to get out of here. We'll be back next time with some more guests. Maybe even the captain will be back. Who knows?
Well, we may do this again tomorrow.
I got to be honest.
With
yeah,
another guest.
Yeah, we are not planning this at all.
Yeah. No, we're not. Nothing's planned. But I'm going to be here for the weekend.
Right.
So there may be another back-to-back episode.
I hope so. All right. Thank you for listening to the first episode of Guys Drinking Beer. I'm Nate Dogg. That is Captain Kushaw. And we will see you next time.